Welcome to DanielsWindow.org, where we watch and pray. This is prayer week number 40, and this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. It says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you, and that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one." So how do we apply this into our daily prayer life? Is several things in here. Is pray that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified. So that's one thing that needs should be in our prayers all the time, that we're able to minister for the Lord, that his word spreads rapidly, that the doors or opportunities are open, that we ought to speak in the way we ought to speak, which is also some other scriptures on prayer we've talked about. And so we need doors to be open. We need the right word to say so that the gospel is spread quickly across the people, and that God is able to do a quick work in those people. Just as it did also with you, and that we'd be rescued from perverse and evil men. So there is wicked and perverse evil men, and maybe we were one of those at one time. And so we need to know that a lot of times Satan's going to send people, or is going to get us off track on some people that we're just wasting our time on, and is tying us up so we're not getting to the people we need to be. That people get in the way, that people, you know, consume our time. And so we need to know what to do and where to go and who to move on to. You know, maybe not be time for that person. So I'm not talking about, you know, just look at somebody and think they're not worthy of hearing the gospel, or deciding for ourselves we're not going to talk to them. But I'm talking about moving on when we know that it's getting through. Jesus, when he sent the disciples out, he sent them out two by two. And he says, you know, say a greeting unto them. If that greeting doesn't return in a good way, then dust off your feet and move on. So that's what we need to do. We need to dust off our feet and move on. But too many times we're caught in a trap or caught in a temptation to continue to go with somebody when they're just not receiving it. We don't want to win an intellectual argument. We want to move on. We want to plow and sow into fields where it's good field. It's a good heart where people are receiving it, that people really have a hunger and thirst for these kind of things. So we need to pray for our ministers. We need to pray for our pastors, you know, that they be rescued from perverse and evil men. And because in some countries, that perverse and evil men is not just simply taking up your time, but it's actually imprisoning you and putting you in jail, making all kinds of false accusations about you that greatly hinder you. This is one of the only scriptures on that people are actually being delivered from things. Many times, most of scriptures, most of the way God's way of doing things is walking with us through it. You know, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walking through it, or like Daniel the lion's den, being there with us. Going through the wilderness, walking us through the wilderness. There are times that he delivers us from the fire, and this is one of those things we're supposed to pray for deliverance. But most time we're supposed to be walking to know God through the situation. So pray for your pastor. Pray for those that are out there on the front line, that they be delivered from perverse and evil men. For not all have faith. Now we all have been given the measure of faith. Means we all have faith to believe that there is a God, and you know, Romans 1 tells us that there's no excuse for somebody to die as an atheist, because all of creation cries out that there is a God. And if he cries out there is a God, then you're going to start thinking, why is everything fallen? And then you're going to see your need for a savior, and then of course that's when Jesus is introduced, is when you see your need for a savior. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. So that's also something you can pray for people, that the Lord strengthen to protect them from the evil one. You know, pray that for yourself. Lord, strengthen and protect me from the evil one, that we're not caught up in his discussions. We're not caught up in his debates. We're not caught up in his lies and his deceit. We're not caught up trying to win some kind of intellectual argument. So this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Pray it.